All right, welcome to a Face-to-Face Podcast. Glad to have you with us. And our guest today is European pro basketball player Alex Gross, 6'10", Alex Gross, forward center. Just back from Austria, where he played for a team called Kapfenberg. Alex, first of all, glad to have you on Face-to-Face.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for allowing me this opportunity to just share my testimony and talk about how all the ways God has blessed me through my basketball career.
Tell me a little bit about this team. Tell me about Kapfenberg. Tell me what playing in Austria, that's pretty foreign to what we know about pro basketball. Tell me about your situation over there.
Yeah, Austria is obviously, it's just it's a country in Europe. The league is pretty good. It's not one of the top leagues, but it's pretty, you know, elite as far as European standards. I was actually coming off an injury because I was playing in Romania the year before. So thankfully, I worked my knee up to be healthy, and my agent found me this job in Austria, and they took a chance on me, and just super grateful, obviously, because I kind of joined mid-season. In Europe, the seasons are from August through May or June, pretty much. So I got to join in January. So I kind of just jumped in right in the middle of the season and hit the ground running with them. And but yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, thankfully, we had really good run. We ended up winning the championship, and you know, when I got there, we won 11 games in a row. So I kind of jumped into good situation, and obviously, it just shows how God can bless you in those ways.
All the teams that you play from Austria, or do you play from some other countries?
Yeah, I've played for three different teams in Europe. So I've played in Netherlands my first year, my rookie year. My second year was in Romania, and then my third year was in Austria this past season.
So as far as from year to year, is it depending on where you're at, you're not locked in necessarily to going back to the same team next year. Just depends on what comes up, right?
Yeah, exactly. In Europe, especially as you're trying to break it through as an American, you try to just find the best option. And, you know, sometimes you'll get re-signed, obviously, if it is the best place for you. But, yeah, as you're kind of starting out your career, first couple of years, you're always trying to find the best league, trying to move up, trying to find the best situation for you. And so, yeah, it's been a blessing too, because obviously I've been able to jump around and get to see lots of different countries and cultures.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about you. I mean, to our listeners who don't know, you and I have really not met until this moment, but we've really got some connections.
Yep.
Because I've been doing high school play-by-play for a number of years at Columbus North, and you're out here in Hope, where we're at today, playing for Hauser High School. You went from Hauser to Olivet Nazarene, from Olivet Nazarene to Morehead State, and from Morehead State you moved into playing pro basketball. That's quite a trip.
Yeah.
There aren't many. I would imagine you probably are the most quote-unquote successful basketball player ever to come out of Hauser.
Yeah.
And what took you to Olivet Nazarene?
High school days, just the recruiting process. You know, you talk to a lot of different schools, a lot of different coaches. Coach Berkey, and at the time Coach Hodge, was still there. Once I reached out and I talked to them and went up for a visit and stuff, it just kind of felt like home. It's about 3 hours away from here, which is nice, obviously. But yeah, it just kind of felt like home, felt like the right place to be. They had a really good team, and they just kind of needed a center, to be honest with you. So got an opportunity immediately when I arrived on campus, which for freshmen at any level is obviously very hard to just kind of crack in like that. So they just felt like home, trusted my gut. I just felt like that was the door that God opened for me, and I just kind of ran with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you go to Olivet Nazarene, that's an NAIA school, right?
Yes. Yep.
And then you go to Morehead State, which is a pretty good leap. And I don't know, I know Morehead has a number of players. They play in the Ohio Valley Conference. And you did really well there. He's 6'10", and I believe you were, in your 1 year that you were at Morehead State, all Ohio Valley Conference. What was the transition playing-wise, how tough was it for making the transition from NAIA Olivet Nazarene to Morehead State?
Yeah, the transition was tough. About this time when I was, you know, that summer session going into Morehead, you know, real wake-up call. As I kind of gotten used to, you know, how to do things, and so I'm coming into a new program And, you know, Division One level, obviously, compared to NAIA, a lot more athletic, fast, stronger guys. So, yeah, that transition period was definitely tough in the summertime. You know, thankfully, again, I went through the door that God had opened for me. And Coach P and his staff, I can't say enough good things about them as well. And, you know, they're Christians as well. And so we really connected and bonded over that. And so during those tough times in the summer and into the preseason stuff, they really just kept encouraging me, kept, you know, coaching me up like good coaches do. And so, yeah, it was a learning curve for sure. And I just kind of kept my head down and just kept working at it. And thankfully it ended up being the right spot for me and went on to do some great things with my teammates there. I really enjoyed that season.
When you were in Hope, playing for Hauser High School, small school, could you ever have imagined that you would end up playing pro ball in Europe?
I can't say that I did. I with my basketball career, I've always just kind of wanted to do what God has planned for me and just go through the right doors, I guess, in a sense of where he wants to place me and to use me and to witness. And I haven't always been the best at that, but I've tried to, you know, strive to be an example for Christ through basketball. I just feel like that's where he's given me my talents. And yeah, I can't say that when I was in Hope, Indiana, that I thought someday I'd be playing professionally overseas. It's just been one of those things where each door has opened and I've trusted that feeling that this is where God wants me to be and to use me. And so Europe is just pretty much where I've ended up throughout this whole thing. And again, I don't try to plan it out. I just kind of, wherever door God has for me, I just kind of run through it and try to be best example for him.
What's the level of play in Austria? I mean, is it like G League here? Or I know that over the last maybe 10, 20 years, the NBA has really started to recruit heavily in Europe, and there's a lot of players that are coming out of Europe that are not just role players. I mean, they're superstars.
Yeah.
What's the level of play in Austria?
I would say Austria, as far as the professional level, isn't your top one in Europe. That's usually like your Spain's and your like Division One France and stuff like that. It's still a really good level. I mean, you have some guys that play G League that will be in Austria as well. You know, Europe is such a different style and different game that it's kind of hard to compare as far as like American G League compared to that. I guess the best way I can just describe it is there'll be some G League guys that'll be there. There'll be some guys from top levels that'll be in these countries. You know, everybody's just trying to find the best opportunity. And so I'd say it's a very good level. It's, you know, it's professional. These guys are serious. They're, you know, trying to provide for their families and everything. And so I would just say that with the level, it's just a lot of good players, a lot of good teams, but it just kind of differs with each country, I guess.
How many Americans were on your team this past year? Where did they come from?
Yeah, so I had three other Americans.
And where did they come from?
Yeah, I had a teammate from Texas, played at University of Texas. I had a teammate from Northern Alabama. And then I had a teammate who played at Cedarville and Valpo, who's from Texas as well.
So I know your faith is very important to you. You've talked a number of times about this. And when you get to Europe, I would imagine things are a little different culturally from a spiritual standpoint. Here in America, we have a church on every corner and a lot of them are full on Sundays. What's the spiritual situation like where you were at in Austria?
Yeah. You kind of nailed it on the head. In America, it's just a lot more, especially in the Midwest, it's a lot more ingrained in our culture, obviously. No, doesn't matter what denomination you are, you're gonna hear a lot more about God and people talking. And I would say in Europe, it's, you know, each country, like I said, is different. And you know, we've ran into different Christians and different, you know, people that we've crossed paths with. And I would just say that the biggest difference is in America, it's just a little bit more culturally normal to talk about it. And just kind of just a way of life. Whereas in Europe, it's just, you know, each country is going to be different though, in the way they go about things. But I would just say in America, it's just probably talked about a little bit more than in Europe.
How about you individually? When did Christ come into your life?
Yeah. Thankfully, my parents have instilled, you know, Christian values and Christian beliefs my whole life. You know, it's just been, you know, my whole thinking. I've always had, you know, Jesus at the center, and, you know, like anybody, I haven't been perfect, but I've stayed a believer my whole life, you know, and just tried to do what's best for him. And like I said, just try to go to whatever plan he has for me and be an example and witness to others. And so, yeah, I would just say pretty much my whole life I've been a believer.
Is it challenging for you? I know you said there's not many, but for you personally, is it challenging to be a Christian ball player playing in Europe?
Yeah, I would say some of the challenges, it's just like any workplace scenario. You might not have, you know, you're in a locker room, you're going to have teammates that have a lot of different beliefs, a lot of different backgrounds. And so trying to connect and, you know, trying to find that balance of witnessing, but not, you know, pushing too much, you know, trying to just be a good example for the teammates around you. Thankfully, within my clubs that I've played for in Europe, we've been able to find couples that have also believed, and we've been able to find that home, you know, that fellowship with them. And then I would say the other aspect of it that's hard is obviously going to new countries, different languages, different, you know, all that stuff. And so it's hard to find a home church that you can go to every Sunday and where you can be around a lot of believers. So it just kind of feels a little lonely sometimes. But like I said, God has blessed us, my wife and I, to different couples on some of these teams that we've really been able to just have fellowship with, you know, talk about our faith and be able to grow together, and even, you know, overseas in Europe.
Yeah, being married, no doubt, certainly helps, because you got somebody to come home to every night that believes the way you do.
Yep.
And also, I know one of the things that I've talked to other single players that have played in Europe, they have a hard time individually with the discipline of staying strong spiritually. You've talked about the fact that you have the other Christian couples. What are some of the other things that you do in Europe to stay strong spiritually while you're going through this?
Yeah, I mean, again, you just nailed it on the head. My wife is just an absolute rock, to be honest with you, while we're over there and here, obviously. But we do everything together. You know, it's really strengthened our relationship, you know, through our marriage, to have a Christ-centered marriage and partnership and friendship to go about in those times, you know. And as far as like trying to, you know, not get lost or, you know, get distracted, you know, my wife and I will read the Bible every day and just have open discussions. And one of the perks about being overseas is you do have a decent amount of downtime compared to when we're home in the States. And so, you know, my wife and I can have lots of discussions and just, you know, we're all trying to figure it out and figure out what exactly we believe and how about to go things. And, yeah. And so we can just have a lot of conversations and just pray about where we're at, what we're feeling, what we're trying to figure out and how we want to move forward as a, you know, as a married couple going through this life and just trying to, you know, live and honor Jesus.
I know that you said you do have a lot of downtime. Tell me a little bit about what's the country like where you're at. I know Austria, of course, is a country that when I think of Austria, I think a lot of mountains and Alps and so on. It would seem to be you're in a beautiful spot. Tell me a little bit about the town that you're in.
Yeah, Austria was amazing. I mean, it's a lot of mountains, like you just said. So, you know, just beautiful landscape and, you know, there's rivers running through it and, you know, all the nature that you could possibly want. And we had a cool little downtown that you can go, you know, in the city square and get your classic, like, you know, whatever you want to go to the cafe and get whatever drink you want and all that stuff. And Austria, the people were great. They were super nice to us. Never had any problems, you know, in different stores, even though we couldn't speak the same language. And but yeah, the nature scene there is just unbelievable. I mean, it really is breathtaking with all the mountains.
And what are your plans when your basketball career is over? One thing about basketball, no matter how good you are, you get to a certain age, maybe in your late 30s or whatever, that basketball can be done for you. What are your plans, if you have any, what are your plans when you're all done with basketball?
Yeah, I really don't know. You know, I've been so focused on basketball, obviously, like every athlete. And like I've, you know, kind of my theme of my whole life is just whatever door God has opened for me. I just try to pray on it and to make sure that I'm doing His will. And so, you know, when it's time to hang it up, that's what I'll do, and I'll go do whatever, you know, whatever thing He has for me next. As long as I can witness and just be an example to the people around me, in whatever fashion, whatever job it is, that's my goal in life. And like I said earlier, I didn't know that I'd be playing professional basketball in Europe, you know, coming from Hope, Indiana. And so, you know, that's just one way that He's blessed me. And so, you know, my next path, whenever that is, I'll just try to, you know, go through full speed and just try to be a witness for Him.
God will take care of you. Alex, it's been fantastic meeting with you here on a beautiful, hot, sunny morning in Indiana. Sure feels like summer's on the way, and I know you'll be here for a couple of months, and you'll be heading back probably to Europe to play somewhere. I want to close it this way. Do you have a favorite verse? Do you have something that you want to share with us to close out our time together today?
Yeah, and again, this kind of just nails on the theme that, like I said, my whole life has been about, and it's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and always submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Like I said, I have it on my phone wallpaper. Like I said, just He'll make my path straight, trying to, you know, whatever door He opens, and, you know, for His will, I'll just try to run through it.
Alex, it's been fantastic. Good luck to you. I hope we can stay in touch, and God bless you in whatever you and your wife do, and I know that you'll be a tremendous witness. Thanks for being a part of Face to Face.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. Alex Gross, the European pro basketball, if I can put a label on him, kind of a 6'10 European pro basketball player from Hope, Indiana. Thank you for being with us on Face to Face. We'll look forward to having you join us the next time. Stay tuned. You can always reach us at facetofaceradio.com. Thank you and goodbye.